Could the callers please identify yourself?
Argent just joined.
Okay. And who's the other caller?
Caller 8.
Okay, thank you.
Chairwoman, the audio is now on.
Thank you. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 2:46. The first item on our agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Second Speaker Rivard.
Here.
And Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
And then Chair Goodfox.
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Shaw, I'm sorry I didn't ask you ahead of time, but would you run our afternoon prayer, please?
Yes, I'll be happy to. You please bow your heads. Father God, we come to you once again asking for your continued blessing upon our meetings and the work that we all are so fortunate to do for this great nation, Lord. Thank you for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon this nation. Please take care of our children, our elders, our veterans, and those currently serving, Lord. And we ask all this in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes from March 30th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for March 30th.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
This is Stabler.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is, and sorry for the short notice to ones, but we had Congressman Potts' legislation on this agenda, and he was unable to attend the meeting. So instead of canceling the meeting, we got a hold of ones, and they were able to rearrange their schedules at the last minute and be on our call to provide us with an update. So at this time, we have, let's see, I don't know who all's on the call. Paul Yates is on the call. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Hello, sir. Thank you for being with us today. I'm going to go ahead and let you have the floor and let you start off with any discussion that you have to talk about ones.
Okay. Thank you, Chairwoman. I appreciate the opportunity to bring our information before the Commerce Committee this afternoon. And even though it was short notice, we don't mind. Anytime any member of Congress wants to come up and take a look at our information, they're certainly welcome. And with that, I'd like to announce the first item. Did you receive our financials and our monthly report? Is that in front of you?
The clerk has sent it out at 2:17, and everyone's been on meetings most of the day. And so I don't know if everyone's checking their emails, you know, regularly, but or between meetings. And actually the last meeting went a little after, and then we started this one. So if everyone will check their email, we have the ones financial and monthly report that Shanna sent to us at 2:17.
Okay, thank you, Chairwoman. Let me start with the ones monthly report for March of 2021. We're happy to announce that we have hired an executive administrative assistant, Maddie Pennington, and her start date is tomorrow. We met with Maddie a couple of weeks ago, the entire staff and I, which is three of us, and we were extremely pleased and impressed with Maddie. She's very mature, well-educated, and like we told her, this would be a career for her, not just a job, but a career. So we plan on developing her in all aspects of the administration of our program, give her a good glimpse into project management and what it takes to meet with partners, put a proposal together, and then actually land a contract. So we're very happy to have her on board. And she'll be in the office every day. We've provided core hours of 9 to 3:30. And we indicated to her that there would be things that she would have to do after hours at times, perhaps on the weekend. But we wanted to maintain core hours just in case someone from Congress, the Osage Nation, or one of our partners or prospective clients happen to come through town and want to meet. We have been in about $4 million a year in Department of Defense contracts with our partner, Whitetail. And so as a protege and a non-formal mentor-protege relationship with Whitetail, we have been learning what it takes to administer these contracts, the type of infrastructure it takes within our organization. And so beginning on July 1, we'll be taking over more responsibility on a $2.1 million a year contract at Fort Campbell. So we have in place a HR and payroll company, an accounting firm that is focused on 8A companies. They're very prompt. They respond quickly. They know that we have changing circumstances, and they've always been able to provide what we need. So that's been a big improvement. But we're going to start with the contract at Fort Campbell and expand our role in the administration of these contracts. And then we will do the same thing at Fort Gordon, where we have two contracts, and then at Fort Benning. So that's our plan for the contracts that we have in place. My assistant manager, Michelle Hawley, and I met with, our partner, Whitetail, with whom we have a joint venture agreement. And we mapped out our plan for the next 6 months, which includes ones having an expanded role in existing contracts. And then we're going to go after additional contracts. And we've been making inroads on that. Discussions with the Corps of Engineers in Omaha, in California, and in Tennessee. So right now we have $4 million a year in contracts, and we're looking to at least double that in the next few months. In addition to our 8A contracts, we have what we term commercial contracts. We've just completed a $229,000 contract with the Bureau of Indian Affairs at Southern Plains Regional Office. It was an archaeological survey on several parcels of land. We're nearing completion on archaeological surveys, a contract with the Osage Nation. We're doing that in stages, and we've just about completed that project. Also, with Osage Nation, we were awarded the contract to do the environmental research on the Osage Ranch. I think they call it the Blue Stem Ranch variously, or the Osage Ranch, formerly the Turner Ranch. That contract is for $250,000. And we had expected to have a kickoff meeting with the Osage Nation in March. It looks like it's going to be within the next 2 weeks. Osage Nation Legal Department and our staff were still working out the terms of the contract. We've accepted the contract. Now we're just ironing out the details, and expect to have that signed and then have a kickoff meeting in the next couple of weeks. Also, in working with our accounting firm, Ruffin, we took a look at our financials for the past year, and we appeared to be eligible for, and we're going to apply for another Paycheck Protection Plan loan, and that's going to be in the amount of about $35,000. So we have money coming in right now. We're at a point where we are paying our expenses. We're making a little extra money once we step into additional responsibilities in our existing contracts. We should see a boost of about $6,000 a month in what we net. Now, because of the short notice, Michelle Hawley, my assistant manager, she's also serves as the chairman of the trust board for the Delaware tribe in Bartlesville, and she had a trust board meeting. She's more familiar with the financials than I am, and I know some of you on that Commerce Committee are better at reading financial reports than I am, but we did provide them for you to look at, and we're focusing on the month of February. I'll point out that we show a deficit, and this is all based on accrual accounting. For that particular month, we're showing a deficit of about $800. But actually, what has happened on the Bureau of Indian Affairs contract at Southern Plains, we took on board some temporary employees, an archaeologist and a handful of technicians to help that archaeologist accomplish to provide the deliverable for that contract. So we have not invoiced for that yet, but we had to pay the salaries for that archaeologist and those three employees. So in other words, that's money that we paid out, and we won't be able to put that back into our account until we invoice with the BIA. And the BIA has a hard copy of that deliverable, and by close of business today, they will have a thumb drive with the digital report for the work that one's accomplished. Also, President Biden has pushed out some money. Chairman Reddigle made me aware this morning of a document that details all the money, where it's going. And ones, the way we're structured right now with our expanded infrastructure to handle payroll and HR and accounting, and with our partnerships, we're in a position to go after some of this additional money. So I would say right now, I'm very pleased to report that we're in good shape financially. We have good partners. Reagan Smith is well respected within the state, respected by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the oil and gas industry. We have a good working relationship with the BIA, with the Osage Nation, Pawnee Nation, and Oto Tribe, who we've done work for in the past. So with that, Chairwoman, I'll open it up for questions. And I believe Chairman Reddigle is on the call. If he would like to add something additional.
Good. Thank you, Paul. Madam Chairwoman, may I make some comments? This is Chairman Reddigle.
Yes, Chairman Reddigle, you have the floor.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to come in alongside Paul on this. We're very proud to be working with Ruffin and an accounting firm there. They're out of Tennessee, and we're impressed with their documentation and professionalism, and in essence, catching up with us as we bring all this into the categories and lay that out in the form that you're used to seeing on balance sheets and profit and losses. So we'll be all working with that very closely to watch and how we track this and let you all share and how the activities are taking place. Also on the points that Paul was making on President Biden's proposal on the $2 trillion American Jobs Plan, if you take a look at that, and I'm sure you will be doing that, that particular vast array of federal activity throughout many, many subject matters, I couldn't think of a better time to be in the position that ONES is in right now with what we've learned over the past 12 months, what we've been doing within our organization, the administrative activities, the movement of the contracts, this acquaintanceships with the Federal House, and the closeness of our relationship with our JV, Whitetail, that had been really, really critical activity that now really puts us in a place where we can view into the American jobs potential program of Biden's or the federal government and seriously take a look at how we fit or where can we fit those opportunities. So that's we were a year back, we couldn't say that. But today, with our partners, experience we've gained, and the infrastructure we're building, we feel confident that we can seriously look at those opportunities within that. And there's some very, very impressive numbers in that American jobs plan that President Biden has. The other thing is that we are now also seeing the closeness that we're getting to Anadarko. You've heard how we're working with the Blue Stem Ranch and its movements over there. And we're extremely pleased with that. And the add on to that, the experience we've had with the Mineral Council on the environmental impact study and our involvement there, we've been accomplishing very beneficial tasks and activities that is building into our confidence of our activity, our team, and the elements in front of us. What that, to me, what that leads into with the potential of environmental work in the coming year and years, that ONES is positioning itself to really step into a very dynamic activity. The work around Anadarko, around, we work with Pawnees, we've been with Mineral Council on the EIS, all that is taking us very closer to ground level environmental. And that's one of our targets further out. We want to stay in this consultation environment by all means and benefit from the experience there in the Protege Mentor program. And all that is helping us as we gain more confidence. And I think one of the next phases will be of ONES seriously looking at ground level remediation activities and studying that very closely, because there's going to be a lot of there is and will be more opportunities in that. So like that, I just like to say to appreciate y'all inviting us in. I'll turn it back over to Paul and the chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Reddigal. I'll open up any questions first from the committee, and then we'll move along to other members of Congress that may be on the call. So the committee has the floor.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Yates and Chairman Reddigal.
Hello.
I just feel like it's an important time for me to give some full disclosure here. Maddie Pennington is my daughter, Madeline Pennington, who is beginning work with ONES tomorrow. And I just felt like it was important for me to disclose that information, and I will be forwarding an email to the entire body of Congress. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Does anyone else have anything? Any questions?
Chairwoman Goodfox.
Congressman Keene.
Thanks for being on the call, Mr. Yates and Mr. Reddigal. Were you guys, did ONES receive any of the CARES Act money when the tribe got those big lump sums this past year?
No, we did not. No, okay. We received direct a Paycheck Protection Plan loan through American Heritage Bank, but we did not receive a distribution from the Osage Nation.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess since we don't appropriate federal dollars, I was just kind of wondering. So, Mr. Reddigal, was that Jobs Act, is that the infrastructure bill, or was that the one that was just recently signed? Because I know there's two.
It's the upcoming infrastructure bill. The one recently signed, that was the payout of the $1,400 checks and what have you.
Yeah.
This is a new bill that he has put together that will go before Congress and all the battles and politicalness over there. But he's going in with a very high-level opportunistic approach to many subjects that have been laying idle, primarily. Infrastructure, by all means, roads and bridges, for sure. But you'll see in there broadband, you'll see in there help for cities, minimum wage questions. It's a whole omnibus of activity around the needs coming out of the COVID dire straits that we've just coming out of. And it's a really optimistic attitude towards the potential. Large numbers, but he's got the approach that he will pay for the how that will be paid for, and that's in the packet of information. So I encourage you to look at that. You'll see multi subject matters, housing, infrastructure. You'll see especially highlights a lot in the rural areas on infrastructure, water lines. Of course, the green environmental questions are approached in there, and they're putting a large amount of potential funding in any given house. Now, whether he gets all that from Congress, that's the good old political battles. But he's going in with a very, very, like I said, omnibus approach that touches many, many subjects. And if you look through those writings, every subject, one way or another, touches the environmentals. And that's what I find so exciting. We could put thought process into any given area and how we're learning now to deal with joint ventures, dealing with the government, the understanding, thorough, better understanding of a 8A process of which we are now bona fide. It's a nice place to be right now. From a point of looking down the road and looking at the dynamics. And just like Paul mentioned, four contracts under our belt now. That's going to be doubled this year. This optimistic approach is really about us right now. So we're very active and very positive. And I've got to commend Paul and his team, Michelle and Jeff. They've been doing double and triple time work, coming up the learning curve, working the problems, and then at the same time always looking out in front, and have taken on some large tasks and handled them very, very well. So they're doing very well. And from the board standpoint, again, we're always learning. And this has been a pretty nice, exciting time. Had COVID not been on us, it would have been even better. But we're making it through that. And looking forward to getting back in the office and staying there with the presence throughout the day. So, yes, the report, American Jobs Report, is very much worth looking into and seeing where Osage Nation can and maybe will be involved.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good evening.
Anyone else?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. This isn't really a question, but Chairman Red Eagle and Mr. Yates, I just wanted to say thank you for the report. It's very refreshing. I'm very optimistic with you. So congratulations on that. And I'm also glad to see that Ms. Pennington will be joining your team. It's always exciting for me to see our young Osages begin working with us. So congratulations and thank you for your report.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. I would like to make one comment to follow up on that. I was aware when I hired Maddie Pennington that her mother was a member of the Osage Congress. I can say that Maddie got this on her own strengths of her own personality, her own resume, and you know, her studies at Oklahoma State University. Her particular degree is in agricultural science and natural resources,
And I've always got an eye towards our statement of qualifications. I've got a master's in environmental engineering. Jeff has a master's in petroleum geology. Michelle has served as an elected official, a tribal council person, and now chairman of a trust board, background in proposal and grant writing. So she got the job on her own dime, and she will be able to enhance our operation, and her resume will enhance our statement of qualifications and what we put into a proposal whenever we go after a contract. And I'm always out to hire an Osage, or if not an Osage, a qualified Indian. And it brought me a lot of satisfaction to know that I could hire a young Osage, because for decades I've heard tribal council people and Congress people say, we need to educate our young folks, but we need to find a way to bring them back home. So Juan's is very pleased to have her on board.
That's all I want to do.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And it's a perfect example of where our education dollars come full circle. I can tell you that when she told me that she was looking at this, it was not a surprise so much, but I did take a step back because of the position that I am in here right now and on this committee. And so she's super excited. She struggled because of the pandemic and finding employment, and for her to be able to come back home and utilize what we sit in these seats now and put money forth to educate our people. There's no greater feeling. And so everybody who's ever been on Congress deserves a pat on the back, in my opinion. Granted, it's probably biased because she is my daughter, but this can definitely be a symbol of the good that we do for our people. Thank you.
Thank you. Any members of Congress have anything they want to talk to the board or Paul Yates about regarding one's activities or business?
Chair, I have a question. It's Jody.
Yes, second speaker.
Hello, everybody at ONES. I guess this goes to Chair Red Eagle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jody.
So my question, sir, we are getting ready to file our legislation or a resolution for projected revenue, as you know. And I was wondering if you foresee any dividend coming back to the nation that we could record this year.
Good. Yes, appreciate that. The look at everyone, and we're going to be bringing to you our pro formas, factoring in, like Paul was mentioned earlier, the acquiring of additional federal contracts in the year, and hopefully they'll all fall in 2021. That we can then start factoring those in. The role that we're in, have been, and currently in still, is in the mentor side of a protege mentor program. So our activity has been limited in our billable hours that we're contributing to a given contract. The things that Paul shared with you on taking on some of the HR administrative duty, that brings to us billable hours, which will be accumulating more of the revenue share or the net profit share of a given contract. If we're able to do that on this next contract that's coming in, then we should be able to do it on the further contracts that are out in front of us. And if we can see our way into that, then other administrative activities that we can pick up. And that's the natural growth pattern that we're seeing in the 8A. We're on a natural path, and it's laying out for us, which is really encouraging for me. What they told us would happen has been happening to us, and making itself available for us in the future. These billable hours, that we can incorporate them into our capabilities by given contract activities, that's where we shift that from expense going out to revenue coming in and staying in the one's coffers. So, yes, we hope to be able to, out of that increased cash flow, bring in hopefully some potential dividend monies and start that process. We need to get that process in our thinking, that whatever we're doing is for the nation. And we need to get that back to the nation as best we can and as fast as we can. I don't expect 2021 to be very large, but I do expect 2021 to do have dividends coming back to the tribe in form and gets us in the process of always working that into our thought processes. So as far as a number, can't quote that yet, but as we get closer to these additional contracts, I hope that we can start making some statements and sharing that with you of hopefully potential capturing of that cash flow through the JVs and putting that into the coffers. And again, I'll fall back on the introduction of the Biden plan. In there, I think in there lies additional companies that will need to be created because of a given category of work in line with 8A activity. So I won't be surprised if we have offshoots of one's LLC / whatever that particular capacity would be. I think that's part of the growing pattern.
Oh my God.
And we're moving into that fairly quick. And I hope to see that thinking start being talked about around the board and around the management team. That we need to consider creating new companies within ourselves to accommodate different phases of work. And what that all means is, again, striving for that revenue flow through a given company on 8A activity. So I hope we can come back to you with going into the second session of the year. I hope we can do that.
Well, what do you need him to do?
Thank you, Chairman Reddygold. We need everyone to mute their phones. We're hearing conversation.
Tomorrow while I'm listening to stuff.
Chairwoman, this is Paul Yates. I'd like to add on to what Chairman Reddygold had just said.
Yes, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, the question was, when will ones be able to pay a dividend? Well, since we started, that has been our goal. We are less than, well, the management team went into place March 1 of last year, so we just finished our first year. We started with $4,000 in the bank, and now we're gaining maturity in these four Department of Defense contracts. We'll be taking an expanded role in that administration. But one of the realities that 8A companies face when they start off, when they get that initial award, that initial contract, is they take on payroll for 30 to 60 days before they get paid. Our partner, Whitetail, is well capitalized, and they were able to take the brunt of that. It was well over $600,000 that they were out before we ever got paid. And, you know, a smaller example of that is what ones ourselves did on a contract that we got on our own with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. We had four employees that we took on, and we had to meet that payroll even though we hadn't invoiced yet. So there are contingencies in business, and we have to maintain a buffer, a cash reserve, a line of credit, or somewhere to go to get short-term money to meet these shortfalls as you step into a new contract.
It's absolutely
even with that in mind, I don't know. We don't have a set number yet on how much we want to have in reserve in savings at the bank. But to face contingencies, we'll need a cash reserve in the bank, a line of credit,
and or a well-capitalized partner to step into some of these contracts. But our goal has always been to pay a dividend to the nation, to be a going concern and an asset to the Osage Nation. I believe in 2021, we may be able to pay a dividend. It probably won't be a lot, but in 2022, I see ones as providing quarterly dividends to the Osage Nation. That is our goal. That's something that we talk about. We have talked about with our partners forming other joint ventures and other LLCs to pursue different lines of work. In fact, Michelle Hawley and I have a meeting Friday with a company up in Baxter Springs, Kansas, to go after some additional federal contracts. So we're always out, you know, business development is one of our primary goals. We wear a lot of hats. That's why we're glad to have Ms. Pennington come on board. We do need the help. We have needed her on board for like 6 months, just didn't have the money. But we really are building this towards being an asset and a revenue source for the Osage Nation.
The black ones that we had to throw away because they were wrong and we were getting new ones.
Okay, we have someone who's not muted and we're listening to your entire conversation. And I'm looking through to see who's on this call. And I have Paula Stabler, Pam Shaw, Jordan, Joe Tillman, Jody Rivard, Jim Littleton, Jeff Watts, Brandy Lemon, Billy Keene, Angela Pratt, Caitlin Garcia, the legislative branch. I don't hear it now, so thank you for muting. Paul, I have a quick question. Do you all already have, what do you have, and when you talk about partners, do you all have a policy and procedure in place, or what is the, when you all are looking at taking on a partner or working alongside someone, how do you go about that? I guess is my question. Like, how do you get the word out, or are you looking, or do people come to you all?
It's a combination, and it depends on the type of contract. With Whitetail, we have a joint venture agreement that spells out the terms of our partnership and how we operate, how we're compensated. With Reagan Smith, we look at a project, they bring it to us, or we find it, and we put a teaming agreement together. And so we've got everything hashed out before we sign the contract.
Okay, thank you. Any other member of the committee?
I have a question.
Congressman Walker.
And I don't really need a whole lot of detail, but I'm just curious, how do you guys go about procuring your contracts?
There's websites. These requests for a proposal are posted on different websites for the federal government, for the state of Oklahoma. The Tribal Government Institute has a whole listing of government contracts. So we look and see if there's something that fits what we do. As a tribal AADA, we have a tremendous advantage in going after federal contracts. You know, we can get multi-year contracts put in place. We can get sole source. And sometimes we just have to go in and work with the contracting officer, introduce ourselves, you know, phone call, and just tell them who we are and what we do. You know, now that we're coming up on a year, gaining experience as ones only, you know, we're building our resume. A lot of times to get these federal contracts, you have to have a track record. So we're positioning ourselves, like Chairman Redickel said, there's going to be a lot of money coming down. We have the right kind of partners. We're building our own infrastructure. So it's really an exciting time, you know, to be in this line of work. We enjoy what we do. Some of us are underpaid, but we still enjoy it anyway. We invested in this at low salary because we believed in having a Tribal 8A and Hub Zone certified company owned by the Osage Nation. So, you know, we put some of our skin in it, and now we're seeing it pay off. We're able to hire another Osage, a young Osage lady, and we're in a good position to go after additional work and hopefully hire some more people and really be a revenue source for the Osage Nation.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I have a question. And now that you've got some contracts in hand, do you have enough vestiture in them to go after a line of credit? That's how most small businesses operate, is off of line of credits.
We have a $100,000 line of credit at American Heritage Bank. And our plan is to, in the next couple of months, meet with the board of directors at American Heritage Bank, explain what we do, go through our financials with them. They've been a little cumbersome in some of the transactions that we do. We get paid monthly. We cycle, well, over $600,000 a month through that bank. And we have partnership agreements in which the money comes to the joint venture, then we pay out to ourselves and we pay out to our partner. And sometimes those sums are large and it's cumbersome. So we do check exchanges, physical check exchanges. but their electronic transactions are handled by a third party, and there's a cap on the amount that they will handle. So we hope to develop a better relationship with American Heritage Bank. We have a good relationship now. There's just some technical things that we need to work out with them.
Thank you. That's all I have, Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Chairwoman Walker again.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Well, I was kind of curious what role, if any, the nation or the Treasury Department or anyone with the executive branch staff plays in you guys' procurement process.
Well, we're required to file financial documents with the Secretary of the Treasury or with Jim Littleton's office. With the executive, we have a very, very good, very strong relationship with the chief and his staff. Like I said, we were just awarded a contract on the Bluestem Ranch or Osage Ranch. You know, they've studied our proposal. They looked at our qualifications and our resume, the work that we've done. So, you know, in the past year, I think we've turned around public perception of Lunds. Certainly the perception of Lunds with the Corps of Engineers and neighboring tribes. We have contracts with several neighboring tribes. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got to answering your question. I forgot what the question was. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Does the committee have anything further?
Chair, this is Rivard. I was just wanting to touch base a little bit. I wanted to circle back to the PPP loan and that you're saying you have an application that's in progress for $35,000. And I had thought that your minutes indicated that ones wouldn't qualify for a FY or a 21 loan because we were too profitable.
Well, we took a look at that. We felt like since we had turned the corner and we're making some money now, we look back through at the time period specified and looked at the month by month financials, and we can actually show that we do qualify. We feel confident that we will get the $35,000. But we're in the process right now of putting the numbers together, putting the application together, and getting it sent in. So we feel like we'll get the loan. but we might not. But we're very confident that we will.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to say, Chair, if I may, you know, I appreciate this report and the financials look really strong. It looks like everything is balancing out. And thank you for the discussion about the 8,000 that was in the negative amount or your net income, and for the reasons why. It looks like your receivables look pretty strong. But I just wanted to say thank you. I feel like your reports are giving more information month to month as we receive them. And I just want to say thank you. And it looks like you guys are really doing a good job. And I look forward to receiving some type of dividend. And I know that Chair Red Eagle understands that and why we ask. And so I appreciate your time. And thank you, Chair, for putting them on the agenda.
You're welcome. Paul, we really appreciate the last minute, because it was a real, literally last minute request for you to all to come to the table. So we won't make a promise, but the next time we call on you all, we're going to try to give you more notice. And that way your whole, you know, all of your team can be here. I did let Caitlin is our new clerk with Congress, and she is specifically the commerce clerk. And so I've asked her to send Maddie an email tomorrow with all of the congressional staff and the congressional members' contact information so that she knows how she can get a hold of all of us.
Good idea.
We appreciate that.
Yep. Chairwoman Walker.
Yes. Congressman Walker.
Yeah, right quick. In case I forget, because like you said, this came last minute. I was still anticipating the initial or original agenda that you posted. But if ONES does end up on another agenda, especially this session, would you please put an executive session on the agenda? I would kind of like to hear a few things that would be more appropriate there. Thanks.
Yes, I can do that. And I plan on at least having, tomorrow, just so that the committee is aware, because I know that most of you are on multiple committees, we will hear from Osage LLC tomorrow, and the Osage Home Health we need to hear an update from them as well. And so I'll look at our calendar for the next, not next week, but the week after, to include all of the boards that fall within commerce, gaming, and land. And I will provide an executive session. I kind of think that if the committee doesn't mind, I think that having one board or at the most two per meeting works out really well. I feel like if we put three or four were rushed and everyone only gets 20 or 30 minutes. And I think that this allows for more time and more discussion. So I think what we'll do is we'll plan on having a lot of meetings throughout this session, but we'll allow for the boards to provide, you know, get an hour in. And I don't think that, you know, having an hour of FaceTime with the Congress members is, you know, too much to ask. So, and I know that you all feel the same way too. So yes, an executive session for the next one's update. I'll mark it down now. Thank you, Congressman Walker. Anyone else have anything? Well, if not, then the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
No opposed? Yes. Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.